last. After months of slow decrepitude, the Basilica was finally destroyed. It collapsed in a last outburst of black dust and displaced air, falling into the abyss that cracked open beneath it. The earth swallowed the ruins, dragging them into the dark.
Throne and blood! Garrow! Rubio! Do you hear me?
The vox bead in Varan's ear returned him only static. He watched, his bolt gun in his hand, as the great flood of dust rolled in and engulfed the survivor camp where he stood guard.
All of you get down! Cover your faces and do not move!
I warned them. The beast comes.
Be silent, old man. Stay down.
Do you hear? Look there, in the dust cloud.
I said be silent.
Grim-faced, Varan drew up his bolter to his shoulder and aimed into the haze, searching for the one errant motion that would give him a target. All else was forgotten. The fate of his battle brothers was not his concern. All he sought now was the enemy he knew was coming.
Traitors are paid only in steel, and you will pay for defying the Emperor!
Something moved, a form like a leaping wolf or a raptor taking wing. Varan glimpsed the dull glitter of a chainsword looming, and he opened fire. The Astartes saw his enemy come running.
The beast!
You are dead! You are all dead! Stop! No! You cannot fight!
In the Emperor's name, I will destroy you!
Ah!
In the training pits of the World Eaters Legion, Varan had battled warriors of every stripe. From those pure of body and mind, to those driven to the edge of madness with lobotomaic taps and neural implants. But still, he was staggered by the sheer venom with which this new enemy attacked. Every Adeptus Astartes, no matter what his parent legion might be, no matter what Primarch he called his sire, fought to live and to win. This beast did no such thing. He fought like a madman, with no thought to survival. Everything about him was pure fury. He fought as if he craved the embrace of death itself, but in his eyes there was something. Something lost.
Damn you!
Too late for that.
Before he could stop him, Varan was pulled off his feet and slammed against a broken stone pillar. His bolter left his grip and Varan slumped, half dazed from the force of the blow. He turned, bringing up his guard to defend against any killing strike, but his foe had left him behind.
This will do.
What are you doing? They are civilians!
The ragged warrior took up Varan's fallen bolt gun, and no glimmer of remorse crossed his scarred face as he opened fire.
I am Cerberus, the gatekeeper of hell! I am justice! Not in this world! Rubio, now!
The Psyker tapped into the quickening at the heart of his warp-touched soul and turned it to lightning. With a sweep of his hand, an arc of crackling blue-white power blasted across the debris-strewn ground and tore it open.